At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump warning Hamas, clean up your mess or face the music.
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent. But they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated.
And he says he'll give Hamas a bit more time.
They got very rambunctious, and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out, and it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The fallout of Jimmy Kimmel's suspension on Disney streaming services was huge.
Disney and Hulu cancellations rose after ABC briefly pulled Jimmy Kimmel Live. ABC faced criticism over Jimmy Kimmel's comments surrounding the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kimmel's show was pulled last month, and subscription analytics company Antenna says total cancellations in September were 4.1 million for Hulu and 3 million for Disney+. Disney owns ABC and Hulu. Some TV station owners briefly refused to air Kimmel's show. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two more suspects have been charged with the attempted carjacking and beating of a 19-year-old man who was working for the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency. The August 3rd attack on Edward Korestein was a catalyst for the president's law enforcement surge in the nation's capital. Elon Musk's SpaceX has settled a suit filed by the maker of a popular party game, Cards Against Humanity, over accusations the space technology company damaged land the card company owns in Texas. The company says the company could not dismiss the settlement terms. This is SRN News. A watchdog group issuing quite a warning.
The International Society for Human Rights says persecution of Christians is on the rise, both in quantity and intensity around the globe. The Society's 2025 annual report finds that dictatorships seeking to consolidate power and religious fundamentalism are the primary drivers of the persecution of Christians. Society President Thomas Schirmacher says, quote, "This takes the form not only of direct violence, but also of legislation, social discrimination, and control of churches." Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping those to get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 it received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, covering rent, buying groceries, among many other items. This is SRN News. An Amazon outage Monday disrupting global online services. Here's Karen Chamis.
Internet users around the world faced widespread disruption early on Monday because of a problem at Amazon's cloud computing service. The issue took down dozens of major online services, including social media sites Snapchat, the Roblox and Fortnite video games, and the chat app Signal. About 3 hours after the outage, Amazon Web Services said it was starting to recover from the issue. Amazon Web Services provides behind-the-scenes cloud computing infrastructure to many government departments, universities, and businesses, including the Associated Press, which allows them to provide online services. I'm Karen Chemas.
Irish TV comedy writer Graham Linehan will not face charges over his arrest about social media posts critical of transgender people. He was arrested on the 1st of September in an incident that sparked quite a debate. More details at srnnews.com.